this is a slightly weary Radio Kate here, taking shelter on the BBC London 94.9 outside broadcast bus. There's lots of rabble and excitement going on all around me, still in Battersea High Street, and did a very short piece for BBC London just a moment ago, and they have now decided they're going to find me my last two wills. I got up to 8 of my 10, 2 more to go, so it's been kind of an exciting day. I thought I'd turn the tables. They interviewed me. I'm going to now interview them, or at least Steve Phillips, who has the amazing title of...
A social media person at BBC London 94.9 TV and online. And I think the word you use least is probably the one that is probably the operative word, I think, there. Yeah.
That was a long... I mean, that could have been a whole BBC title, that last little bit at the end.
It's one of those rambling speeches. No, you're absolutely right. Yes, I do run social media at BBC London.
So today we've been tweeting, posting on Facebook. We're running a thing on Storify, just sort of telling the story of the wedding through the public social media, pictures and updates and posts, and our own as well. We've got a reporters list. We've got 26-odd reporters out, all tweeting from around.
Audio booing?
If they have the capacity to audio boo, we've had a couple posted. Well, I'll tell you what, and this is something that does for social media when you're out and about on a mobile phone, is that if you're in an area such as the Mall or the Palace or Trafalgar Square, where everyone's using their phones, there's no way. And the number of calls I've taken saying I can't upload my audio boo, I can't tweet at the moment, has been pretty high, and mainly because the signals have gone. So, you know, there's a word there for mobile networks, is to, you know, just beef it up on major public occasions, I think. But yeah, no, we've been doing lots and lots of stuff. People have been fantastic, just sending us their sharing their street parties, what they've been doing. We've had pictures, you know, right across the board from, you know,
Are there really lots of street parties going on? I mean, I've been at this one all day, but I just wondered, are they big ones, small ones?
There are, yeah. I can't put the figure on it. I think Barking is the only borough that hasn't had any applications for street parties, but the rest of them have. So there are parties like this going on right across London at the moment. People have been, you know, sharing their pictures with us, and we've been sharing it on our Storify page, and also via our Facebook page. So we've got a gallery going with people posting up their pictures of their dogs dressed up in bunting, much to their chagrin, I imagine. And people doing things with food for the wedding. It seems to be a big cake day, you know, lots of cakes out of Union Jack's, cupcakes, and really, really good. Respect to this lady for doing this cake made out of strawberries and blackberries in the shape of a Union Jack. That was very good. And also there's a piece of toast with horrible colouring in blue and red in the shape of design of a Union Jack. So respect to them as well.
That does sound kind of crazy. But that's fine. Each to their own, I guess. I've been out mingling with the crowds and talking to all sorts of people with amazing stories and just having a great time. But I actually sort of was so bundled up in a crowd, and then they shut Trafalgar Square just as I was about to get there before the wedding, so I kind of missed it.
Yeah, you missed the whole thing.
So where were you? What was it like?
I was in the office watching it on TV with everyone else, all these hard-nosed journalists, having a little bit of an emotional moment when the kiss happened.
Did you cheer?
There was a cheer. Lots of ahs, actually. There's more oohs and ahs going on there rather than outright cheers and clapping. There was a bit of a clap, you know, when they were pronounced husband and wife, or man and wife, as the Archbishop said. And then there was a kiss on the balcony. And the best bit, I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but a few hours later, William and Kate came out in, I think it was an Aston Martin.
Oh, but I saw that, actually.
Saw that,
because I got confused. So I saw the L plates, and for some reason I completely forgot that they would be like learner, man and wife. And I was like, oh, really? Wills hasn't got a driving license? He flies helicopters.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And you would have thought you would have been pulled over for that, you know. But I think if you drive on the Queen's Road...
Well, these royals, you know, they get away with anything, don't they?
Well, not for me to comment, of course. But yes, I think the L plates were referring to, you know, the newlyweds' marriage. I suppose it should be P plates now rather than L plates. You know, professional.
Yeah,
you kind of passed. You know.
Well, no, I don't know. Let's see if they manage to stay together for a few years, and then they will pass.
Yeah.
So they're learners at being married.
I'm not sure how many years is the statutory before you're no longer a learner at marriage. Maybe, I don't know. 18 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18
months, and then you can pass your marriage test.
That's it. You're going steady officially then.
I don't think it's more official than it has been today, really.
How have you been doing in your dress? Because you've been going around in this dress all day, and you said it was rather heavy, and it's very bejewelled. I don't know if that's been, you know, what's been, you know,
embroidered. I've got sort of flowers and little beads, and this most huge long time. I think it might even be longer than Kate. Yeah. So I heard the 2.5 meters. I think is what we've heard for the royal train.
The train.
I think mine is probably. It's got a little loop on the back, the button, and
the whole thing.
Just trying to make sure people don't step on it, because otherwise I'm just going to go flat on my face, which is not a very regal sort of thing to do.
No, it's not. No. You have to do the regal step. The other thing is that you came up with this. I saw on your blog. Was this yesterday you came up with this idea?
It was Wednesday lunchtime.
Wednesday lunchtime.
I slightly stupidly opened my mouth and said, "Well, look, I'm called Kate. I could just, I don't know, find some people called Will, and I'll wear a dress." And everybody went, "Great idea." And I was like, great idea. What have I got myself into? People keep asking me, you know, I've spoken to a couple of reporters and they're like, "So, what on earth are you doing?" And my only response is, "I have no idea." I keep asking myself that, frankly.
No, you really shouldn't. But how did you come by a dress at such short notice? Well, there wasn't one hanging around the audio booth offices, were there?
No, the audio boo offices, I'm the only girl there, so there are no dresses
in
audio boo towers. I asked Twitter, because that's what I always do, because Twitter's very good for that kind of thing, had a whole bunch of replies. Somebody actually said they own 3 wedding dresses, because they like dressing up. Unfortunately, one was in Edinburgh and 2 were in Bristol, so that was no good. So then somebody suggested charity shops. I tried that. Unfortunately, the one I went into that did have some dresses, they just sold one that was probably in my size, like moments before. So there must be somewhere else is a girl, you know, perhaps for this occasion. So then I went down to Font Hill Road, Finsbury Park.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really good place to buy dresses. I found this out when I was at university. Needed a cheap ball gown, and I persuaded them to hire me a dress, which they then sewed me into it. So this is a properly fitted dress, which is. Yeah, it's a very, very odd thing. Yeah, Finsbury Park. Go Finsbury Park.
Fantastic. You did it absolutely brilliantly. Yeah. Did I donate it, or do you have to cough up for it?
We negotiated a small hire fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they lent me the tiara as well.
So now you need a mic, I guess, to give you away.
I need to find a good will first to be given away too. But I have my official photographer, Andrew. I had my hair done by the Powder Puff girls yesterday. I could never have created this ridiculous hairdo my own. It's called the Audrey, after Audrey Hepburn.
Oh yes, you can say absolute, the spitting image. Complete the spitting image. So
I had to sleep in this.
Did you?
They put so much hairspray in that they said it would be fine for today, and it does feel slightly like polystyrene.
Well, it's looking fantastic, Kate. Yeah, absolutely. And I can't see why there aren't 100 wills falling over themselves to be given away by, you know, 100 odd mics. Kate's father's name.
You say
just
all the right
reference.
Things.
Oh, you know, that's all right.
So look, when I finally get home... Put my feet up and actually watch the highlights of the royal wedding on, I don't know, some BBC London, for example. What have you got lined up for us?
Tonight will be pretty much the whole show devoted to the wedding. I think that is the big story of the day, and that's what's happening. So we'll be getting stories from really just the stories of the day from a London perspective, really, just to sort of see how London has been celebrating and marking the occasion. Places like this, we've got our TV reporter out at the moment just walking around Battersea High Street and talking to people. I've got a roundup of all the social media that's been happening as well. Just a general sort of just taking the temperature of London, how the wedding's gone down and how people have enjoyed it. So you were outside Buckingham Palace for a little bit. We were there last night, actually. So yes, it should be a fun packed show in a news way.
Well, I shall enjoy that when I finally put my feet up and take off this amazing ball gown.
Good luck, Kate. We've just got two more
Thank
to get,
you.
Right?
Just two more wills. Bring it on!
Good will hunting.